Sometimes it gets hard, but you know, I'm enjoying it, and I'm like you say, not a celebrity. I've become like a little celebrity in the town, but now I'm enjoying it. But I'm keeping my feet on the ground and sticking to my training. And at the end of the day, I'll always know where I come from, and I've still got to put the hard graft in.
It's been an amazing few weeks, hasn't it? It's only 6 weeks or so, 5 weeks since you won gold in India, and now you're all over the newspapers. You've got Prince Nazim Ahmed managing you. You're promoted by Frank Warren. You've got your first professional fight in 2 weeks' time. I bet you kind of have to pinch yourself, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes I do. I get up in the morning, I look at my medal, and I just give it a kiss just to... and I think how it's changed my life for the good, and, you know, I'm enjoying every minute of it. But now, I mean, I've still got a long, long way to go in the sport, and I've still got a lot of hard work in front of me, so... Again, I've got to keep my feet on the ground and just concentrate on the goals in front of me.
So your first professional fight is a couple of weeks' time in Glasgow. How are preparations going?
Preparations are going well. You know, I just had a couple of weeks off after the games and straight back into training. Had some good sparring last week with former world champion Carl Froch. And then hopefully I'm going to get some good sparring this week with the current European champion Nathan Cleverley. So... getting some good sparring, some good preparation, and I'm looking forward to it.
These are huge names in boxing. Your life's changed, hasn't it? Carl Froch, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, really. And like I say, actually sharing the ring with him and trading blows is, like you say, it's just unreal.
You can tell you've been fighting with him because I can see something on your left eye.
Yeah, he gave me a bit of a black eye, but like I say, it was a good spar. We had a few good rounds, so. It was very, very, very tough.
So do we know who you're fighting in a couple of weeks?
Well, there's been a name been mentioned, a guy called Elvis Dube, but I'm not so sure whether it's going to be him or not, so it's not actually been totally confirmed, but that's the name I've heard.
And loads of people going up from Boston.
Yeah, we've sold about 60 tickets from Boston. That's all the way in Glasgow, so I'm pretty pleased with the support I'm getting. And I've got to thank them people that supported me, because without them... like I say, the road I need support along the way, so...
He worked out where you're coming out to, the music?
I'm leaving it as a surprise for everybody. That one's going to be a surprise, sorry.
You've worked it out?
Yeah, I've got half an idea, yeah.
And clearly, boxers, kits, the shorts, quite important. You worked all that
out? Yeah, I've got some shorts being made. Half of the side of the shorts are going to be an English flag, and half's going to be a Scottish flag to represent what I am, really. I'm like half and half, so... And I've got a British flag on the back. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be out there representing Great Britain, and I want to do Great Britain proud.
Still tickets available, are there?
Yeah, there's still tickets available. You can contact me on Facebook if you're interested in tickets. So, like I say, all the support's needed, and I appreciate everyone that's coming to support me.